Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
How many times do we spend energy, like big levels of energy, worrying about things that we have absolutely zero control over? Let me give you an example. Just a couple nights ago, there was a big sports game, right? I'm not going to say what sport, I'm not going to say what team, because that'll date this video. But here's the point. It was one of my teams. And sure enough, they're in the finals and it's exciting and this type of thing. And I know people that get so crazy into this thing. I mean, unbelievable. They have chats and they have forums and they have debates and they have all these different things. Well, I know that I have absolutely zero influence and impact on whether my team does anything different in the finals. Let me say that again. I have absolutely zero control, zero influence, zero impact over any outcome of the game. And the reality is that people spend so much of their time, energy, thinking, effort based upon these types of things in life. In other words, you know, debate, forum, you know, just all this energy and angst and emotion and passion. And it's fun to a little bit of a level. But the reality is then you look at their lives, how much control do they have over their finances, their health, their faith, their relationships? We have massive, massive control over whether we show up filled up in these different areas of our life. That's the area of our life that we actually can influence. That's the area we can impact. And yet so very few people actually take that seriously. So few of people actually exert that divine right that they have, which is called to manage their lives in the right way. It's interesting, but it doesn't have to be like that. You see, I'll share this little analogy. It's not my own. I've tried to be able to cite it to the person who thought of it, and you just can't find who actually thought of it. So let me just give you a quick analogy, and this might be helpful for some of you. You see, most of my life, most of my early decades, and then my 20s, and then even into my 30s, probably about midway into my 30s, I used to view life as something that happened to me. Life happens to me. And therefore, when life happens to you, you create the mindset and the condition that you are a victim. In other words, you don't have control. You don't have a say. You don't have influence. And so life happens to you. It's called reaction. The interesting thing is that it wasn't until long time later, I realized that I happened to life. See the difference? I happened to life. In other words, you're a victor. You're a victor. And you only have one option or the other. You cannot do both. So victims lie in bed, blame, excuses, and denial. And victors take ownership, accountability, and responsibility. In other words, what they do is they take, like I'm doing right now. There's a train. There's a train that stopped in the middle of the tracks. I'm not even making this up. This wasn't planned. But it's sitting there, and I can sit here all day, all day, all day, and be a victim. Check behind me. Look at that train. Or I can take ownership, accountability, and responsibility and take a different way to get there, which I'm going to do, and hopefully make it to my appointment on time. See, there's there's two ways to view life, and you really only have one of two options. So I want to challenge you today, be somebody who takes ownership, accountability, and responsibility. Just like with the stop train behind me, because someone's going to sit there all day. Someone's going to sit at that train all day, all day, all day, and wait, blame, excuses, denial, and they'll get very frustrated. Other people, boom, ownership, accountability, and responsibility. Let's make it happen. This is Cary Oberbrunner. Be a soul on fire today. Exert the time, energy, and effort in the things that you can actually control. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at caryoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.